It was on the anniversary of 9/11 that Charles Gibson of ABC interviewed Governor Sarah Palin and asked her whether she supported the Bush Doctrine.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Gibson was rewarded with what he called a blizzard of words. President Bush has no single statement titled the Bush Doctrine, as other presidents have had. President Monroe had a doctrine putting Europe on notice not to fiddle around in Latin America in America's backyard. The Truman Doctrine warned Stalin not to fiddle around with Greece and Turkey. President Nixon designed a doctrine calling for the Vietnamization of the Vietnam War, that is, turning it over to the South Vietnamese. The Bush Doctrine just growed, you might say, from a series of policy positions. Probably the central document was the National Security Strategy dated September 2002, that is, a year after the 9/11 attack. It asserted an American right to launch preemptive strikes against potential enemies and a right to unseat hostile regimes. It also asserted the right to support threatened democratic regimes. Threaded through the document was an assertion of unilateralism, a right to go it alone when a like-minded coalition is not available. Is the Bush Doctrine still alive? Well, yes, if you listen to conservative ideologues. Lamont Colucci is a former Foreign Service officer, now assistant professor at Ripon College. He writes in the Washington Times that the Bush Doctrine should be the basis of American foreign policy in perpetuity. Joshua Muravchik is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He writes in World Affairs magazine that President Bush has one more Bush Doctrine mission to fulfill before he leaves office. That is, to hit one more home run right into Iran's nuclear facilities. Now that Governor Palin has had time to study up, I wonder what she would say about whether she and Senator John McCain embrace the Bush Doctrine. This is Daniel Shore.